Yesterday, a new television ad campaign featuring 30-second clips of companies that have made changes to their businesses to reduce their impact on global warming debuted in the Tampa Bay area and throughout the state. The ads are being produced by the Environmental Defense Fund and the Florida Wildlife Federation. Patrick Detcher is a consultant with the Tallahassee Antique Car Museum. The museum contains one of the largest collections of classic cars in the state, and he says the largest solar array in the state with 50 kilowatts of power.
Solar power is supported by rebates. The technology is emerging very quickly. There's a lot of companies working on trying to make the product cheaper. And what we see with the Antique Car Museum is a product where the solar panels are actually stuck on the roof. And I wish I had brought a panel with me today. But it's a peel-and-stick operation, which is very simple. And any metal roof can support it.
Solar power isn't cheap, certainly not now. But Patrick Detcher with the Tallahassee Antique Car Museum details how much it cost his business using solar power and what kind of tax breaks they got from the state.
Sure, let me give you the numbers real quick. It's a $300,000 system. The state is offering for every 25 kilowatts of power, which is a measurement of electricity, you get a $100,000 rebate. So you can actually subtract $200,000 from the $300,000 purchase price. That system alone generates 50,000 kilowatts an hour. So that electricity is worth approximately $15,000 to $20,000 a year in cost savings. The government doesn't really give you that back, but that's how quickly it can pay itself back. I estimate this system will pay itself back in about 2 or 3 years.
Right. How long have you guys been doing this?
Since July of last year.
And what got you started on it?
Well, there's a need. There's a whole new, I call it a carbon economy emerging. The country is changing. It has to change, and I'm changing with it.
Detcher says that business, and not government, is going to lead the charge in reducing greenhouse gas emissions. John Gilliberti is with Gilliberti Inc. of Indiantown. His company builds electric and hybrid industrial vehicles.
It's funny, 22 years ago, we weren't able, it was very slow starting, and people were so used to a regular internal combustion engine. And our biggest market at that point was the tennis industry. We build vehicles that sweep and roll clay tennis courts. And that was an industry that didn't want any sound around the tennis court. It was a very green atmosphere. They had a lot of very wealthy homes around the tennis courts, around the clay tennis courts. So that industry really accepted it very quickly and adapted very nicely to what we were doing.
John, you're part of this campaign. Why do you think this is an important campaign?
I think it's fantastic. Like I said, we've been doing this for 22 years, and this is the first time that I'm aware of that they're putting not only a positive face on what's going on in the environment, but putting the face of what we're doing, not what companies are doing poorly. We're doing what the companies are doing to increase the awareness and putting out there already. So I think that's the most positive way to look at this, that they're actually looking at the positive end of it. And there are companies like mine, Gilliberti Incorporated, and so many others that are out there doing it already without the subsidies, without everything else that the government is looking at. Now, with the cap and trade, this will make it a tremendous amount of funds available to us to grow at a much faster rate. But I think that's number one, they're putting a positive face on what is already being done.
Art Kimbrough is with the Jackson County Chamber of Commerce, located in North Florida. Just within the last year, he said, a new plant has opened up in the county called Green Circle Bioenergy, considered the world's largest wood pellet plant.
A company like Green Circle comes into a rural county like Jackson County and brings new jobs, 150 new jobs. You're affecting transportation. You're affecting logging operations. Now, these logging operations are no longer the old, I'll call them the ugly side of tree farming. This is very sophisticated equipment. They go in there, they have proper forestry methods, they're thinning. We have so many trees up there that we can absorb an awful lot of product consumption, and it enhances the overall environment. It's not clear cutting, they're not doing any of those kinds of things, but the land we have produces the product that is now consumed by a world-class company that is shipping it overseas, bringing those dollars back into our county, which then fuels more jobs. So for a county like Jackson County, a company like Green Circle Bioenergy is a tremendous asset, and they're looking to expand further. So we're going to work with them to help expand that. So from a technology perspective, we are, even though we're, as some people would call, in the outback, we are living and breathing the high-tech world of green technology.